On the Road Again by Steve B. Brooks. In August, the 9th annual Legacy Run will add to more than $4 million already raised. State Legacy Runs help make that possible. On August 17th, hundreds of motorcycles will take off from Kenny and Dowden Wayne American Legion Post 64 on Indianapolis's west side for the start of the American Legion Legacy Run. The motorcycle run, now in its 9th year, will cover more than 1,300 miles in 8 states, eventually ending up in Charlotte, North Carolina, on August 21st. This year's ride will make stops in Kentucky, Virginia, West Virginia, Georgia, and South Carolina, before ending up at the 96th American Legion National Convention in Charlotte. One of those stops will be in Shelby, North Carolina, on August 19th, just in time for the American Legion Baseball World Series championship game. 8 Legacy Runs succeeded in raising more than $4 million for the American Legion Legacy Scholarship Fund, which provides college scholarships for the children of U.S. service members killed while serving on active duty on or after September 11, 2001. Raising that kind of money takes a lot of work, which is why several American Legion departments have organized their own state legacy runs, including Minnesota, Washington, Florida, and Massachusetts. So has South Carolina, which raised more than $104,000 for the Legacy Fund in 2012 and 2013. The 2014 ride through the Palmetto State took place April 26 to 27, drawing more than 60 motorcycles and nearly 100 participants. "There's a lot that goes into planning this," says Walt Richardson, a member of Post 193 in Chapin and one of the founders of the state's run. "We call it a learning process. And we make mistakes, but we try not to make the same mistakes twice." A lot of people make the ride a reality, says South Carolina State American Legion Riders ALR Chairman Joe DePasqua. "Like anything, you learn as you go, and you get the right people in the right spots. I think we do a pretty good job of that. This started with an idea of trying to do something like what National did with the Legacy Run on a smaller scale, and we've achieved that." This year's ride, co-chairmen Ted Vincent of Rock Hill Post 34 and Jeff Hicks of Post 3 in Greenville, helped set the route and then traveled it several times prior to the actual ride. Vincent says he probably logged 700 to 800 miles in preparation for the event. This year's route started in historic Abbeville, where in 1860 South Carolina became the first state to secede, and Jefferson Davis officially acknowledged the dissolution of the Confederate government. "We're very proud that our town was the starting point," says Chuck Francis, Abbeville Post 2's ALR director. "It's a chance to show off our town, and it's for a great cause. Taking care of these kids is something we all can get behind." Riders stopped at American Legion posts in Sumter, Rock Hill, Woodruff, and Chapin before the ride ended at Memorial Park's Vietnam Memorial Monument in Columbia. At each location, the post opened its doors to the group for a meal or snacks and a chance to cool off and relax. Post 33 in Woodruff doesn't have a writer's chapter yet. "We're hoping having the ride stop here can help make that happen," Post 33 Commander Neil O'Connor says. Meanwhile, the ALR chapter at Post 15 in Sumter is just over a year old. But Director Stephen Coleman is already seeing the value in having the group as a part of the post's Legion family. "The riders are a great recruiting tool for young people," Coleman says. "They really help get the word out about what the American Legion is doing." Register online through August 9th, www.legion.org/riders/registration. The Run. Indianapolis. Riders will begin the 2014 American Legion Legacy Run at American Legion Post 64. Next, Lexington, Kentucky. Lunch stop hosted by Man O' War Post 8. Next, Pikeville, Kentucky. Riders will end the first day in Pikeville, Kentucky. Next, Grundy, Virginia. Early brunch stop hosted by Grundy American Legion. Next, Salem, Virginia. Lunch stop hosted by American Legion Post 3. Next, Danville, Virginia. Riders will end the second day at American Legion Post 325. Next, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Lunch stop hosted by Winston-Salem, American Legion, Post 55. Next, Shelby, North Carolina. The third day ends at the American Legion Baseball World Series championship game. Next, Waynesville, North Carolina. Lunch stop hosted by American Legion, Post 47. Next, Buford, Georgia. Riders will end the fourth day at American Legion, Post 127. Next, Rock Hill, South Carolina. Lunch at Rock Hill, American Legion Post 34. And next, Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Writers will end the 2014 American Legion Legacy Run at American Legion Post 155. Day-by-day coverage on Legion.org. American Legion media staff will be along for the ride once again this year, posting stories, photos, and videos of every leg in the journey from Indianapolis to Kings Mountain. www.legion.org. On Facebook, search for National American Legion Writers.